growing up disabled and in a wheelchair, I have had people telling me I can't do things my entire life. It started when I was only 2 years old and I was diagnosed. A doctor sat my folks down and said, "Scott can't live past 3 years old. His lungs are just too weak." I am 27 years old today, and as you can see, I'm very much alive. When I was about 5, and it was time to start kindergarten, another doctor sat my parents down and said, "Scott can't go to public school. There are too many germs. He'll get sick, and he'll die." I went to public school for 13 years. When I graduated and was ready to move out on my own, nearly everyone in my life, even my parents, said, "Scott, you can't live on your own. It'll be impossible to arrange it, and it'll be really expensive." I have been living on my own now for almost a decade, and it has not cost me a dime. All of these examples illustrate why I no longer believe in the words, "I can't." But the best example occurred when I was only 15 and a freshman at John Glenn High School.